Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. High winds and record-setting rain have battered California in an intense weekend storm. Thousands are still without power this morning, and many roads there are impassable due to flooding and debris. Meteorologist and climate scientist Matthew Cappucci tells us why California keeps getting hit so hard.
A warmer world can be a wetter world. Now, in the West, where there's not always moisture to work with, the atmosphere being warmer might actually suck moisture out of the ground and therefore desiccate the landscape and cause droughts. But when moisture is available, like in higher-end rainstorms like this, the air can hold more of it and dumps more in the form of heavy rainfall.
The system's now headed east, but the south is also expected to get hit with severe weather later today and tomorrow. Ukraine is fending off another wave of Russian attacks. Sue Montgomery's with the BBC.
Ukraine says its air defenses shot down 39 Iranian-made explosive drones overnight as Russia again targeted the capital, Kiev. Russian officials have meanwhile reported attacks in regions bordering Ukraine by what they say were Ukrainian drones.
The attacks knocked out power and heat in Kyiv. Thousands of people are now paying their respects to former Pope Benedict, whose body is lying in state at the Vatican following his death last week. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
Some of the faithful held up their phones as they filed past the mortal remains of the first pope to resign in six centuries. Pope Emeritus Benedict lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica until Thursday's funeral.
Pope Francis will preside over his predecessor's funeral. Republicans have big plans when they take over the House in the new Congress, but they're still divided over its potential leadership. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
Republicans have pledged aggressive oversight and investigations of the Biden administration, but first they have to end this standoff inside their own party over who will be the next U.S. House Speaker. Kevin McCarthy of California will spend the next 24 hours trying to secure the necessary votes to become Speaker. But even after a late Sunday phone call with colleagues and concessions to conservatives, it doesn't appear McCarthy has the votes yet.
Federal investigators are now looking into a freak accident at an airport in Alabama this weekend. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
An unidentified ground crew worker died when he was sucked into an engine of an American Airlines plane at the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama. It happened as the plane was being readied to fly from Montgomery to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
The FAA and NTSB are now investigating, and we do expect to hear more details later today. In a statement, though, American Airlines says it's devastated. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Police say two men are dead after a shooting at a bar in Racine early yesterday. One of the men was the owner of the bar. His name was Avery Stewart. Friends called him Rerun. Investigators say there was a fight, then someone left to get a gun, but details are sketchy after that. Racine police are asking anyone who may know exactly what happened to come forward. A Dane County judge rules people in Wisconsin can sell a wider variety of homemade food without a commercial license or kitchen. Judge Rhonda Lanford expanded the types of foods that can be sold to include things like candy and roasted coffee beans. In sports, the Packers beat the Vikings last night 41-17. Green Bay makes the playoffs if they beat Detroit next week. Also last night, the Wizards beat the Bucks. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season.
From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
There's far too many of you dying.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Happy New Year, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, man, It's a new year, and 2023, which is still just an amazing thing to me that we've come this far. 2023 is just an unbelievable date. It's an unbelievable time that we are now entered into what I believe is just doesn't seem to be real. But it's another year, and I want to begin by saying thanks to everybody who's, kind of helped in moving us into this space. I was just thinking this morning, last year, it was last year. And in January, last January, I was still doing radio. I was doing radio what was it, 1510 or 92.7. I don't remember what it was, because there's been so many changes since I've been doing radio. And I remember I was doing an hour show. I was on, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Last January, in 5 hours a week, and an evening show. And I'm pretty sure I was heard in Madison, and that was basically it. And I basically had given up, the idea that I was going to ever be relevant in radio again. And as fate would have it, February, and I believe it was February 14th of last year, and I'll be celebrating the anniversary of not only my coming back to the air in this time slot and at this place, but the WAUK radio station next month on February 14th. And I have to say to you, it's been an amazing, amazing journey. You know, civic media and where we are, how far we've come, where we're headed in the future is endless. And I'm so honored to have the opportunity to be along for the ride in this powerful medium. Is going to be around for long after I'm gone. But I'm just thankful to have an opportunity to come before all of you, you know, Monday through Friday with an opportunity to dialogue about things that I think matter. And I can tell you that 2023 is going to be a banner year for this radio station. I certainly am going to continue to do what it is I'm doing, but I'm just thankful to have you guys, you know, who take the time out, because where would we be, who would we be if it wasn't for you, the listening audience? So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 as we kick off 2023. You'll hear me constantly talk about 2022, because just because, you know, yesterday was the new year, it's going to take a while for me to adjust to the fact that we're in 2023. But our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Want to hear your thoughts about, you know, what we are, what we're doing, why you listen, because you can listen to anything and anybody, and there's so many outlets in order for you to listen to. I'm just curious, why 540 AM WAUK, why Civic Media Radio? And then why you take the time out to listen to me, because, you know, I'm nobody special. I'm just, again, your average guy who's been given a platform that probably I don't deserve. And but I'm thankful for the opportunity. And furthermore, you know, if there's something that you guys think, you know, we can do better, or, you know, things I can discuss that are kind of more important as we move into, you know, 2023. And, yeah, we're going to always talk politics. You know, politics is at the root of what the station is and the origin of it with Crudy and Dom and their creation of the medium of dealing with political issues. I mean, we would not be here, clearly, if it wasn't for the devils, Crudy and Dominic. And I remember when I first met those two guys, and they were creating the first radio station. And I didn't know who they were. They didn't know who I was. And the fact that they took a flyer on me to give me an opportunity to be here. It's still kind of unbelievable to me. And we've now, I don't know, it's been about 5 or 6 years now since I first met those guys. And they gave me the opportunity of a lifetime. Now, we're going to talk about a whole array of things this morning, and you know, one thing for sure, it's beautiful outside. You know, we could have certainly been dealing with what we dealt with over a week ago, 40 below wind chill. I got up this morning, I went outside, and it almost felt like, you know, spring. Never mind it's only 30-some-odd degrees, but the fact that there's no wind blowing is what I'm talking about. And, you know, look, the sun is up. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. We are going to talk about a whole array of things. Connor, how was your holiday?
It was good. I had fun.
Too long or too short?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard.
Hey, man, it's nice outside, right?
It's nice. I would say probably, I don't know. I wish I would have had a little bit more time to spend in the better weather, but.
What are you talking about, man? It's
I said before our vacation, you know.
Ended. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great weather out here right now.
Yeah, but.
You know, and you know, it's going to be 50 degrees in a couple days, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't see any sub-zero weather. So I'm really, really excited. I kind of got things mixed up, man. That's why Sandy's not here today. He'll be here on tomorrow. Normally we're doing Mondays with Sandy Williams and because, you know, I just get the days. I got the days mixed up, man. You know, everybody is off today. Are you aware of that?
I mean, of course. I mean,
no, I didn't know that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I thought we were off.
No, we're not off.
Yeah, well,
we're fine.
Yeah, well, I know I'm here and you're here, and I think we're going off over the airwaves. But really, man, we're gonna talk about some of the things that occurred last year. Some of the things, certainly, that we hope will be different in 2023. You don't make resolutions, man. You're too young for that, right?
No, I make resolutions.
You do?
Yeah, and I attempt to. Last year I was able to complete like one or a couple of them, but they're just hard cuz you know, things happen in life.
Well, yeah, man. You know, so, you know, I don't generally make resolutions. But you know, we're at a point where you know, when you get to the way you are in my life, certainly the resolutions I think are easier because you understand that you don't make things, you don't wish upon a star and think it's going to happen. So the resolutions you make, for the most part, once you get to be where I am in life, are resolutions that I think we can make happen. And so I got a few. Yeah. I'm not going to say, hey, Connor, I vow to lose 30 pounds because you know, that's an unrealistic, although it can happen, that's an unrealistic, you know, reality at this juncture. But I do clearly have some things that I need to change in my life, and what better time to do it is than to the first day of the year when you sit back and you think about, and that's what this is about.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 38. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 34. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Overcast. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And yes, it's 2023 and a brand new year. And so... You know, the plans early on, one of the things that I clearly need to do is change what it is I'm eating. I'm still struggling with eating right. And I guess that's a lifelong thing that we have to do. The older we get, the more we realize that you gotta, if you want to hang around here longer, you gotta eat right. Man, you know, I got, there's some people that I know who eat one meal a day. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
And they eat one meal a day and they're disciplined to eat one meal a day. And so they're not snacking, they're not doing all those things. You know, we've always been taught to eat three meals a day, right? The Surgeon General and all those people, three, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, the more I talk with this group of people, the more I realize, hey, man, that's part of it, because you know how long it takes for your stomach to digest food?
How long?
12 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that makes sense.
So if it takes 12 hours for your stomach to digest the food and you're eating three meals a day, what happens to you? You wind up looking like me. So you got to get to a mindset. It's one of the things that I plan on doing this year, is disciplining myself, man, to eat one meal a day. I know it's going to be hard, but it's certainly, it's something that I have to do. I know it can be done. And I'm working with some folk who are going to help me do that, man. And if if I can, and I know it's not going to happen overnight. None of these things happen overnight. You know, I used to smoke. I don't smoke anymore. I made a commitment to stop that. I used to smoke weed. I disciplined myself to stop doing that. So if you can discipline yourself to stop doing those things, then you certainly should be able to discipline yourself to do what's right. We fail to understand, man, just how wondrous a machine our bodies are. You're a young cat, man. I always keep saying that. So your machine is still primed and running well. But those of us who have gotten some years on us, our machines aren't running as well as they used to. And so we need to be more consistent with what we put in these machines if we want to hang around and be around here longer. And I do, because the older you get, the more you realize just how valuable this life is. And to me, that's what these New Year dates and times and planning is about. So beginning today, Connor, day one, I'm not going to eat anything. Well, I'm certainly going to try until this evening. And no matter how my stomach cries, uncle,
yeah,
I'm not going to eat anything and take it one day at a time. And if we can get past the first day, the second day is always easier. So that's my plan for this New Year's. Number one plan is to eat right, eat more healthy. You eat a lot of salads?
Me? No. I should eat more.
I know.
My diet just goes all over the place.
I know. You're 21, man. Yeah. What are you talking about, man?
It's just money, really. Food is expensive. And, like, sometimes I get, you know, if I'm working enough, I can pay and, like, purchase a lot of grocery foods and cook things. And then other times it's like, if I don't have it in my budget, I have to stick to it.
You mean to tell me you cook?
Yeah, I cook. I love to cook.
Really?
It saves a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's just timing, really, because I work a lot and so balanced. The only reason why I don't cook is because, you know, I have to do work.
Who taught you how to cook?
I taught myself. You can look up recipes on the internet and stuff kind of follow them. And just by doing that, you know.
Yeah, you really can, man.
Yeah.
And you know, but, you know, it's just you.
That's true.
So a bologna sandwich will do, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to break now.
Yeah,
we're going
to break. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to get into some things as we come back from the break. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Northern California got slammed with heavy rains that have caused widespread flooding and at least one death. Meteorologist Matthew Cappucci.
This winter, we're seeing more of what we call a zonal pattern. What that means is a lot of these atmospheric river events that otherwise may have been steered more northeasterly are now being pushed into California.
Russia attacked Ukraine with more drones overnight. Former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Michelle Flournoy.
He's using missiles and drones to take out civilian infrastructure, target electricity, target water supplies.
Republican Kevin McCarthy is campaigning for House Speaker, but he hasn't locked up enough votes to secure it when the GOP takes over this week. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
One of the votes he might need is from New York's George Santos, the embattled congressman-elect who's accused of lying about key parts of his life. House leadership hasn't commented on Santos, but they'll face more questions when they return here today.
The new Congress starts tomorrow. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Police say two men are dead after a shooting at a bar in Racine early yesterday. One of the men was the owner of the bar. His name was Avery Stewart. Friends called him Rerun. Investigators say there was a fight, then someone left to get a gun, but details are sketchy after that. Racine police are asking anyone who may know exactly what happened to come forward. A Dane County judge rules people in Wisconsin can sell a wider variety of homemade food without a commercial license or kitchen. Judge Rhonda Lanford expanded the types of foods that can be sold to include things like candy and roasted coffee beans. In sports, the Packers beat the Vikings last night 41-17. Green Bay makes the playoffs if they beat Detroit next week. Also last night, the Wizards beat the Bucks. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, I want to do this before we get into the show. Every new year gives us the time to stop and pause and go over some of the names and the lives that help make us kind of who we are, and it makes you reflect and think about your own life and your own mortality, and so I wanted to run down some of the names of of people who are no longer with us, who really famous people. All of us lost loved ones this past year. And and so, you know, I understand, you know, and as many of you, how much we're going to miss our loved ones. But let's go over a list of some of the prominent people who passed this past year. Pope Benedict, Barbara Walters, Pele, the great soccer player, Franco Harris. And these are people who died basically in the last month or so. Twitch, young man who had his whole life ahead of him, who took his own life. Christy Alley, Gaylord Perry, the great New York Giant pitcher. John Hadle, former quarterback for San Diego Chargers and Green Bay Packers. Irene Cara, who really is kind of like the queen of disco. Just a whole array of people. Jerry Lee Lewis. Bruce Sutter, former Chicago Cubs, St. Louis Cardinal. Angela Lansbury, who was well over 100 years of age. Queen Elizabeth, Ken Starr, Maury Wills, you know, one of the greatest base stealers to ever play the game. I remember him. Lynn Dawson, great quarterback. Mikhail Gorbachev from Russia. Olivia Newton-John, you know, Vince Scully, great baseball announcer, Bill Russell, Tony Dow of Leave It to Beaver, you know, Ivanka Trump, James Caan. You know, I'll tell you, Ray Liotta. You know, these, you know, Naomi Judd, Orrin Hatch, Daryl LaMonica, and just on and on and on. You know, this life that we, that is so precious and that we all are blessed with has an end date on it. And so, you know, Sidney Poitier, Dan Reeves, and all of these great athletes, entertainers, political people are no longer with us. And, you know, there'll be a new list for 2023, and we'll reflect on those people. But it's an amazing list, as it always is, and nobody escapes the end time. So it's a year closer for all of us. And, you know, may God rest the souls of all of those who are no longer with us. Let me go here, man. Republicans are now going to be taking over the House. And so the Republicans have taken over the House, and we thought there was gridlock before, but there's clearly going to be gridlock now. And I'll tell you something. With what the new Congress is proposing is sad and tragic. Because with all the things that we need to be dealing with right now, if ever there was a time that this nation needed to sit down, map out a plan on how we are going to address the things that we need to make this a much better society, it's right now. But listen to what some of the House Majority's plans are as Republicans take over the House from Democrats. Number one, Hunter Biden's laptop. What? Hunter Biden's laptop. I got to tell you something. I haven't paid much attention whatsoever to the Hunter Biden laptop story. And I didn't look at it as if it was something with all the other things that we've been dealing with this past year, that the Hunter Biden laptop story, I know that Republicans somehow is the number one issue facing our country and facing our society. They're now going to make that a top priority. And I know Republicans have been calling for this nonstop. You know, I don't know, again, excuse me, why it's such a important issue. But that is going to be priority number one. They're going to investigate the January 6th committee's investigation. These are the things that they think are important, and these are the issues that they are going to be pushing. What's happening at the border? And I have no problem with talking about what's happening at the border. It's certainly an issue that needs to be discussed, as it should have been as it was being discussed last year and the year before that and the decades before that. But just looking at the spending bill, so Republicans are going to be figuring out a way that they can cut spending in 2023. And beyond. They want to make major cuts to balance the budget. And their main focus is, again, we talked a little bit about this at the end of last year, Social Security and Medicaid. And I'm telling you, if that's what their plans are, and that appears to be where they are focused, that they're going to have more difficult a time than they ever think they are when it comes to cutting that Social Security and Medicare. So on December 2nd, Kevin McCarthy posed a bleaker warning when responding to a released Twitter emails that show company employees debating how to handle the news about the Hunter Biden laptop. And who really cares about that? There's so many different issues and things that we need to be focusing on that I'm mighty afraid that 2023 is going to be more about nonsense than anything else. You know, the Republicans are going to investigate what happened with COVID-19. And these are the focus areas. Republicans are going to be investigating, how have I forgotten? Oh, Dr. Fauci. What are you talking about, man? What are these issues are nonsensical. These aren't the issues that people are concerned about. The things that people are concerned about is how are we going to be able to pull things together collectively and make things better for all of us. Nobody really cares about those things that the Republicans are talking about. The question becomes, what are we going to be able to get done? How can we work together to improve the lives of all of us? What are the important issues that we need to be focusing on? They're not interested in any of those things. So I would say to you that 2023 is going to be a dead time in Congress. We're not going to see much movement. If we thought we didn't see much movement in 2022, 2023 is not going to be any better. It's going to be progressively worse as they sit back and wait for 2024. So politically, you know, I can't see spending a whole lot of time talking about what's happening in this country that are going to matter to you and I. We're really at a point where you and I are going to have to determine and decide what we are going to do if we have the capabilities of doing that outside of Congress and outside of the news media and what they're going to be focusing on. We the people, as Tom from L.A. always says, are going to have to determine what's important for us and then create a movement ourselves and then bring pressure on our elected officials. I think more than anything else, the plans for 2023 need to come from you and I and organizing ourselves and our communities and our neighborhoods to bring pressure on our elected officials on all levels to do what is right and what's in the best interest for this country. Because we've already seen for the last several decades that the nation is not going to be moving in the right direction without the pressure from you and I. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are we going to expect in 2023 from our government? Is there anything that we should expect? Now, I do want to do this because when we come back after the break, I want to talk a little bit about what happened and if you were trapped in the Southwest Airlines and all the other travel problems that people had over this past holiday. 844-967-2789 is the number. Let's talk about Southwest and flights and all of those things. And if you are involved in those things and what this nation should do. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 34. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High of 46. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Ukraine.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, if you were caught up in any of the gridlock over the holidays, give us a call and let us know about what you experienced, man. I can tell you, I have been fortunate. I think probably over the years, maybe once or twice did I ever, you know, have a flight canceled. But, man, I couldn't even begin to imagine what it must have been like for people who were trapped in airports, man, 2-3 days, and not to be able to get around and you know, and just that. I mean, airports are some of the most, you know, barren places you'd ever want to be. That's certainly not comfortable. They have the worst place to spend any time at all. An hour or two in an airport is more than what, you know, I ever want to spend as you await flights. But I couldn't have imagined, man, what took place over this holiday weekend where people were trapped, man, several days, could not get their luggage, could not find anywhere, missed their connections, were not able to get to celebrate and meet their loved ones. And you know, you look at a company like Southwest, which is the biggest carrier out of the city of Milwaukee, out of Mitchell Field. And the fact that they were basically totally in disarray and people suffered to the degree that they suffered, the question becomes whether or not Southwest is going to be punished enough. There's conversations that if you punish Southwest to the degree that it should be punished, you may lose Southwest Airlines. And I don't know if that's the solution, that somehow an airline the size of Southwest is going to be, you know, eliminated from the competitiveness of the airways. And I'll tell you something. They are certainly going to be hurt, no question about it. But as the owner, I mean, the CEO of Southwest was talking and saying, they just don't have enough pilots. You know, we can't get in this country. We really need to, and Sandy talks about it all the time, that the planning and lack of planning in this country long term it's not getting any better. It's getting worse. If Southwest is just now realizing that they don't have enough pilots, what have they been thinking about? What has been their major plan, long-term plan, when you should know how many pilots you have, how many pilots you need? You got to know those things ahead of time. But how can you then, over these most difficult, and I get it, there was some horrible, horrible weather, but other airlines were able to make those changes and work those things through. But Southwest was not. And so now Southwest is going to be in a position that they're going to be hurt economically, and maybe to the degree that Southwest is not going to be able to survive because of all the damage that they created. If you're one of those who suffered through, you know, moving around during the holidays, 844-967-2789 is the number. I mean, I just could not even imagine with your family locked up in airports trying to find a way around. None of those places, the airports are not forgiving places. I mean, man, they're the worst place to be trapped in. You can't get to where you need to go. You can't, trying to find other flights out, you know, is a horrific, horrific time, as you witness all of those people who went through the pain of this past holiday will probably never forget it. Things just have to get better in this society. We've got to think more, and businesses and corporations and politicians and others have to plan more and map things out, because these things are unacceptable. When you spend the kind of money that people spend to fly, they should be assured that they're not going to run into the kind of situations that many people ran into this past holiday weekend. And I'll tell you something. The American people are pretty forgiving, and so they will come back. But certainly there needs to be pressure applied to these companies and what they do. And what they get away with. And Southwest initially was not even going to be forced to pay for the hotels and the rebooking and the lost time of many of those passengers. You want to talk about regulations? This is the purpose of regulations. And you hear people, more and more people saying, you know, we need to do away with the regulations. I don't think so. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners. Tune in for Dueling Tangents.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.